For the first time in like 6 months, you're not able to do a Fantasy League update on Extra Time. Did you sit there thinking like, no, what now?
So usually I send Mad Money a message in the morning telling him what I'm doing for Extra Time every day. And on Friday I would never message him because it was always Fantasy Premier League. So today I am looking at the Olympics. The South African Sports Confederation and Olympic Committee, or SASCOC, they announced the first phase of Team SA that's going to the Olympics. So I'm going to get into all of those details in Extra Time.
I've seen some names go up on social media and South Africans proudly retweeting and showing their support and love for people that are going to be representing us. It'll be exciting to get into that and see what's going on. We'll do that just after news and sport and etc., which we should probably get into. So for the last time this week on the Five Drive Africa tour, let's take a break and check in what's going on this weekend. Jude's going to tell you tomorrow's match day and a few other things as well. Nadia keeps the world turning with the news on 5FM.
You want the news? You can't handle the news. But you know who can? Nadia can.
Yeah, you got that right.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Musineke inquiry on ensuring free and fair elections during the COVID-19 pandemic has outlined a schedule of its work, and the Basic Education Department has called on societies to behave positively in front of children as they emulate their role models. Details at 6.
Judy.
Five Drives Forward with Jude.
Well, tomorrow is match day, isn't it? It's the Champions League final. It happens in Porto, Portugal, between English champions Man City and Chelsea. Man City appearing in the first Champions League final. Chelsea, meanwhile, looking for their second Champions League title after the victory in 2012. Here is Man City manager Pep Guardiola assessing this weekend's opponents.
The Chelsea create problems, all the teams. Difficult to stop them for the quality they have, for the setup. The team is wide in the sides and depth, and they are so close. The distances, the players in between, they are so closer, and they play really good in the pockets. They make them grow good in behinds. So create problems all the teams, not just us.
On the other side, Chelsea manager and defender Thomas Tuchel and Thiago Silva are playing their second Champions League final in as many seasons. Here's Thomas Tuchel on the lessons he's learned from last year's final.
I learned, of course, because I learned from every match, and experience is a crucial thing in coaching, and a very important thing. And the more experience I have in coaching, the better I can be. So I arrive, of course, smarter and more experienced in my personal second final. The same is for Thiago.
That's Chelsea up against Man City in the Champions League final tomorrow in Portugal. Kickoff is at 9 p.m. And the first bit of transfer news coming in today. Liverpool announced the signing of defender Ibrahima Konate from German side RB Leipzig. The 22-year-old defender agreed a long-term contract that starts on the 1st of July, subject to international clearance and a successful work permit application. And the Championship playoff final also happens tomorrow. The final sees Swansea City up against Brentford. Kickoff at Wembley Stadium is at 4 p.m. And the Varsity Cup semi-finals are underway. Semi-final number one is live at the moment. Martis up against Tux. And after 22 minutes of action, it's Tux that lead 8-0 at the moment. Then at 7:15, semi-final number two, UCT Ikeys up against the NWU Eagles. And in case you missed the Super Rugby action from this morning, the Hurricanes smashed the Western Force 46 points to 6. The Waratahs take on the Crusaders tomorrow morning. Blues face the Brumbies. The Chiefs also visit the Reds. All of that happening tomorrow. And MotoGP is in Italy at the Mugello circuit this weekend. The practice sessions are all done for the day. South Africa's Brad Binder, fifth quickest in the second practice session in the Premier class. And his brother Darren Binder topped the second practice session in Moto3. Hopefully a better race weekend this weekend for both of them. The Premier Class qualifying happening at 2 p.m. tomorrow, with the race, of course, on Sunday. Wesley Gabriels has more sport for you over the weekend. Jude van Wyk, 5FM Sport.